not the owner. I wouldn't ask. I mean, we're going to ask the clinics, the two different clinics, right? Staff from the different clinics on what.
But the different clinics, how can we get to, and we can't call them as a witness.
Well, we can still get more information through investigation. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah, I think you should ask for it.
You can always ask questions.
We're allowed to ask questions, but the thing is that there's three different colors here, and this veterinarian is like, I don't know how this happened, because it's a good-sized puppy, at least in the medics, or like you said.
Right.
I mean, come on, especially if you were in both horns, like you said.
Right. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess you could have won.
Right.
But and he's done numerous, like,
it's
this
not like this is first, yeah.
Right. So I guess maybe just in clarification, because if in fact that he did miss it, it is a significant violation. So we want to give the benefit of the doubt and further investigate. So I would.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Could we pen the matter and have staff call the premises to determine that, bring that information back to you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Find out more information about this color.
So finding out more information about the color of the patient, because they are wildly different colors.
Yeah. But we also have the other issue of the remaining puppy.
But again, if you figure out that there's difference.
Yes.
Right. If you have a black and tan merle versus a white versus
gotcha.
A merle,
okay.
They're
so,
very
yeah.
different.
It could
color.
Be different dogs.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, in that case, because
okay.
the follow-up doctor did comment that there was a dog in the so surgery was done that dog in the way.
So we did have a decision.
Yeah,
right.
So was there another veterinarian
right.
involved somewhere else? But like,
right.
so do we go to multiple yeah. clinics? But this dog did have surgery because there was an incision based on
right.
the Desert Ark. So I mean, someone did surgery.
Someone
did surgery. This.
Yep, but we also
have
had
three
cases.
Doctors that this person
right.
works with.
Or
so we need to ask those questions.
Yeah.
True, that's very true.
I kind of feel like, though, it's the responsibility of the veterinarian who's looking at his work going, how did I miss that to decide if this is the right dog or not?
But he did throw that was...
He did
that was
throw it out.
He threw it out there. He's like...
I saw it in my color.
He said, that's not the same color dog that what I caught.
Right, but... To me, the responsibility should be on him to say, this isn't the same dog.
Well, I mean, he can't say that with 100% certainty because he wasn't there with it. But
we're not going to be able to.
No, but he did bring up the point. He's like, in reading this medical record, this is not what the dog that I cut looked like. So.
He said, I can't understand how this happened. The only thing I can say is we have a discrepancy in the color of the dog.
Right.
And now we don't have two colors, we have three colors.
Who did surgery then? Who did what surgery on this dog?
Right.
Yeah.
But let's
so
first find out.
Go
right. So let's find
yeah.
out from
we
both clinics what
out.
The colors of the dogs were, and then go from there.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna pen case 24138. Yes.
To seek
yes.
more information.
To seek get more information.
We have to vote on
case.
That. Sorry.
For plural clinics.
We need to vote on pending. Okay. So all those in favor of pending until we get more information.
Oh yeah.
Aye.
Motion to wait a second.
Yeah, we have to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm make a motion to end this case 24-138 until we get further information from staff. Within information on color of the dog from the veterinary clinic.
Second.
Second. There's a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. We're going to move to section 2, number 13, case 2539, regarding Timothy Fedkowski, DVM. Tracy, could you please read the front list?
Yes. Case 25-39, the complainant is the Arizona State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. The respondent is Timothy Fedkowski, DVM. On September 18th, 2024, the board opened investigation regarding respondent's conduct as responsible veterinary for the premises. And the care and treatment that was provided to Max, a 13-year-old male beagle, by technical staff. The dog was presented to Dr. Yamada on March 5th, 2024, on referral after eating a corn cob. Dr. Yamada provided the dog's pet owners a treatment plan, and which was approved, and technical staff that were provided that plan. It was scheduled to be started at 8 p.m. Treatment was delayed. And at 10 p.m., the dog passed away, and treatment had not yet been initiated. After reviewing case 24-121, and Yamada, DVM, the board expressed concerns with technical staff's delay in treatment of the dog after Dr. Yamada had initiated a treatment plan for the dog's care. And this has not been to the investigation.
you. So, Dr. Vitaski, present, did you want to start the council? Please state your name for the record.
Timothy Vitkowski.
And Danny Cronster, counsel for Dr. Vitkowski.
Thank you.
Did you have any statement in any
present
the board?
Yes. So on this unfortunate case with Max, you guys had the dates of March 5th, I believe, for his care and the unfortunate time of death. At the time, I was not the premise holder. I did not become the premise holder until late March. I don't know the exact date. I believe the 20th. And after I did become premise holder and hearing about this unfortunate news, I did implement some new protocols as far as being a emergency clinic. You are very busy. And you never know how many patients and clients you're going to have. But for every hour on the hour, mentation, restorative effort be assessed. If there's any critical values that are found, whether that be hypotension, hypertension, hypothermia, hyperthermia, what have you, those will also be repeated every hour, just to, so that animals don't go without being seen, and or just notice if anything's declining since they come into the hospital at that point.
Thanks. And just to, for the record, your application was filed January 31st, 2024, and you become the premise license holder at that time. It's just the approval happened on March 20th, 2024.
Understood.
So you are the responsible veterinarian of record for this matter.
Understood. I just want to comment on this.
Dr. Nosley, you're going to lead on this case.
Okay, thank you. So this is a case we opened because we had concerns about staff actions and staff protocols and so forth, and it's, we're certainly, combined with the other case, we're looking at responsibility here is the issue. The staff involved are not CDTs, so we're in the same situation where I'm trying to assign responsibility here. I had some concerns, and one of the reasons that we're here was these concerns, and there was one that was not discussed, and I do think it's important to look at, and that is this history of this patient information from the referring vet not being relayed appropriately. The referring vet, who had the dog all day long and did a barium study, was referring it to emergency for further diagnostics, but she was also very concerned about its declining condition, and she said that. She said she shared her observation regarding Max's worsening clinical condition, and was expressing general concern for Max's well-being, and strongly, because of that, recommended transferring him to the emergency clinic. And she had a conversation with a Dr. Minnick, is who she expressed these concerns to. Then Dr. Yamada ended up being the veterinarian on the case, and it's apparent that she didn't get that information, that the referring vet felt this patient was declining, because we had this 2-hour period of time with no treatment. Maybe if we're sitting there waiting on diagnostics, yeah, but there were orders to treat. So I was concerned about that communication. Dr. Yamada did triage the dog and examine the dog and come up with a treatment plan. But I don't, I'm not clear that she was under the, she knew that this dog was in a declining condition. And then what we really discussed was the staff issues, the shift change, the transition, and those type of things. And so whose responsibility is that? If they're not CDTs. This is tough for ERs. and their ability to sometimes handle the caseload that's presented to them. And nobody here knows the answer to that. It might be easy to say, well, we're too busy to take care of our patients, so we'll send them somewhere else. Well, that's not a practical matter. That, who knows, the other clinic may be in the nearest emergency clinic, maybe in worse shape than this one. That's just not feasible. There's no appointments. They're coming in. They're trying to handle them, which was done. The communication wasn't good. And then we had this period of time, even though there were several instances of asking why this animal hadn't been treated. So this was hard for me as to a responsibility, and we are addressing the other case. It's in progress. I don't think there is any evidence of intent to neglect this patient. And from reading the material submitted by you, I do feel that steps have been made to try to mitigate this as much as possible. But it did happen. So I came to the conclusion that as far as a violation against this respondent, I can't see one. So with no violation, you would say, well, dismiss with a letter of concern. The issues have been addressed, so I don't really even see a reason for a letter of concern. So in this case, 2539, I would make a motion to dismiss with no violation.
So when we review 2421 in November, can we decide that the practice did not take action, the technicians involved did not take action?
Oh, that's what we're doing in the occupancy problem. I don't know. We're not
but,
there yet. We haven't discussed it.
If you're already dismissing this one, then by the time we read it in November, mm-hmm. it either has to be the vet that saw it or the responsible vet, which you're dismissing.
Or neither.
So what I'm saying is, are we in agreement that we want to dismiss this now when we haven't actually reviewed the informal for the November?
Okay, that's a good point. Yeah.
So appended.
I think I saw appended.
Oh, no, you'd put informal, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Do we have to prepare for a full informal?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, yeah, but the respondent has to be prepared too. So.
No, I know, but. No, I agree. No,
I mean,
I'm not disagreeing
with what Dr. Jane said, if we open this because we're trying to sort this out and we haven't gotten to the informal on the other one, then it seems natural to move this one to informal so that you can have the working information on both cases and make the best decision with all the information that you have.
Yeah, I agree. Unfortunately, I think that's the best course of action. So I'll withdraw my motion, make a motion to move this case to informal.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to move case 2539 to informal. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Listen.
Okay. One nay?
Nay.
Motion passes.
And what direction the staff is schedule the two?
That we'll have them both scheduled.
Yes.
That the, yes. Okay. Yeah, so directed.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, can we take a 5-minute break and then move on?
Chairman, did you pass over for some of
Yes, I'm so sorry. Section 2, number 8 and Section 2, number 11.
Okay.
We have those two still.
Got it. Sure.